We have some breaking news. A Utahn has died from rabies after bats got into his home in Moroni. We have spoken exclusively with the man's family and his widow, who tells KSL Radio the bats got into their master bedroom. We begin our coverage with KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center. Peter?
Mark, at first, Juanita Giles thought her husband, Gary Giles, suffered an industrial accident. He lost function in his limbs, his back hurt, his nervous system was actually shutting down.
A doctor at Utah Valley said that he had never sent out so many tests on one patient trying to find out what was wrong with him.
It turns out Gary had rabies, contracted from the bats that he and his wife allowed into their home. The bats would eat up all the insects and lick their fingers.
I've got my whole family in a panic, and I'm undergoing rabies injections, and so are three of my children and my in-laws and a couple of sister-in-laws, and, you know, and they don't even have enough rabies vaccination in the state to take care of my family right now.
Juanita Giles says she's always loved bats but had no idea they could transmit rabies. Her family is accepting donations through GoFundMe under Gary Giles Medical and Funeral Cost. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Peter. This rabies death is the first fatal victim of the disease in the Beehive State since 1944. State epidemiologist Dallin Peterson says we must avoid all contact with bats.
Sometimes you know that you're bitten. Other times, you know, because the teeth are so small, you might not even know you've been bitten. So that's why we do recommend consulting either public health or your medical provider.
Since rabies is nearly always fatal, once symptoms develop, all people with potential exposure should receive rabies vaccination.